Chapter 4. Let them stress you out. What about practicing let them and let me? When it comes to something or someone that triggers your stress response every single day. According to research, work is the number one cause of life stress for most people, and your manager has as much of an impact on your mental health as your spouse. Now, I'm sure I didn't need to tell you that because as rewarding as work can be, it's filled with stress. From 4 p.m. meetings on a Friday to dealing with rude customers, passive-aggressive emails, a micromanaging boss, doing work that you don't enjoy, feeling unappreciated, seeing no opportunity for advancement, false promises, surprise layoffs, or being completely understaffed and having extra work on your plate. It's always something at work. And if you're like me and you started your own business or you're just trying to be a good manager, just double that list. So how do you use the let them theory to not allow work stress to stress you out? For example, what if you've been doing a great job? You're hitting all your numbers, you're going above and beyond, and your boss just isn't promoting you. And every time you ask for an update, you get that stereotypical response, oh, the company's profits are down this year and my hands are tied, but you add so much value to this team, lip service. It sucks. You feel frustrated and discouraged and powerless. Maybe you feel hostile or demoralized. Dr. Aditi says this is why she's seeing burnout in record numbers right now. People are stuck in a chronic state of stress at work. They can never log off. They're always on video meetings, which means they never have any time to get their work done. And then she pointed out, your stress at work, it's not changing. So you need to change your approach to dealing with it. I know when I've felt stuck or overwhelmed at work, or I hated my job, or I wasn't making the money that I needed to make, that's exactly how I felt, chronically stressed. Plus, the fact that you need your paycheck to pay your bills, oh my gosh, that only makes you feel more stressed out and stuck and powerless. But as overwhelming as your work may be right now, you are not powerless. So how do you use the let them theory to get your boss to give you the promotion you deserve? You don't. Let them string you along. I know it's tough to hear because, yeah, it's true. It's not fair. You've earned the promotion. And yeah, you deserve to be angry about it, and I would be too. But let me ask you this question. Who is responsible for your career? You or your boss? That's right. You are. Besides, you can't control if your boss is going to promote you or give you a raise or even move you to the cubicle that's closer to the window. And no matter how much hard work you've put in or how many compliments you've received, you have no idea what the P&L looks like or what the projections look like for the business. And besides, the decision, it's up to them. So if you're in a situation where you've put in the effort, you've had the conversation, you've asked for the salary increase, you've hit your numbers, and you're still waiting for that promotion or the title change or the new desk or a better work from home policy, it's not coming. You have to stop being mad and choose what you're going to do about it. Because guess what? If you let your emotions get the best of you, it's going to make you crazy. And worse, the stress of this situation is going to take over and you're not going to be able to think strategically about making your next move. You cannot afford to let the stress of this make you stupid. You got to be smart about how you're going to respond. And that's where let me comes in. That's where the power is. Because if something at work is out of your control and you've done everything you can to try to influence it, it is dumb to waste any more of your time trying to change this situation. And it's even dumber to constantly let it stress you out. You're way smarter than that. Your life and the possibilities in it, they're always bigger than your current job. You are never stuck. That's a lie you're telling yourself. You can leave a job, a relationship, a living situation, a date, an interview, or a conversation anytime you want to. But instead, you're sitting there with your boss, Steve, who you flip off every time the video call ends. Oh, that's powerful. That's going to get you the raise. You don't have to stay in a job that makes you feel frustrated, demoralized, or stressed, and you shouldn't. Let them string you along. It's time for the let me part. Stop fixating on your current situation and start focusing on finding a better opportunity. Right now, there's an amazing job with a kick-ass boss, a better salary, a work-from-home policy, a desk next to a window, just waiting for you to come find it. Your company is not the only company on the planet. There's a million bosses out there who would be ecstatic to help you advance your career. Let me go get it. Is it hard to find a job? Yes. Can it take forever? Mm-hmm. Do you dread the idea of updating your resume? Absolutely. Is getting out there and networking intimidating? Yes, it is. Your career is your responsibility, and you have way more power here than you think. It's time to start acting like it. You've got so many options available to you. Here's one. Let me choose to spend my weekends differently. Instead of blowing off steam at the bars with your friends and complaining about work, how about you pour your time and energy into doing the work to find a job you deserve? Yes, it may take you 6 months to land something amazing, but those 6 months, they're going to go by whether you do nothing or you go after what you want. And consider this. If you stay in that job, who controls your future? That's right. Your boss, Steve. But if you update your resume and you start networking and you go on some interviews, who's in control now? That's right, you. So you have a choice. You can act like a toddler and call your boss every name in the book. But the harsh truth is, you're the one to blame because you're choosing to stay in a job that makes you miserable. And that's on you. And you want to know what else is on you? Your dumb excuses for why you're not looking for another job. You have so much more power. Start acting like it. Because from the age of 20 to 60, you're going to spend more time at work than anywhere in your life. And that's why at the very end of this audiobook, in the appendix, you're going to find a free guide that you can download for how you can use the Let Them Theory at work. Whether you're working a shift job or you're part of a high-performing team or you yourself are the boss, there are endless ways you can use the Let Them Theory to increase your influence, your revenue, and your potential and enjoyment at work. There are so many moments in my career that I wish I had had that pep talk. You have it now, so go use the Let Them Theory and go land the job you deserve. Now, one topic that I want to address in greater detail is how you can determine in any situation that's stressing you out what the right response is for you. Because the let them part, that's obvious. When you say, let them, you stop trying to control what someone else is doing. You stop allowing situations outside yourself to stress you out. And then when you say, let me, you take responsibility for how you respond to it, which in some situations isn't always obvious. See, every situation is different. And learning how to choose what type of response is worth your time and energy and what isn't, that is going to change your life. And the more that you use the let them theory, the better you're going to be at seeing options. But I have a story that's going to help you and I talk about how you can choose the right response for you. So the other day, I was taking our dogs for a walk at this really popular spot at a local state park. And so I pull into the parking lot, I see the local park ranger, and the dogs jump out. And so I stop to talk to the ranger, and he's petting my two dogs, and we're chatting it up. And as we're talking, he mentions, be sure to keep your dogs on a leash and pick up their poop, because there have been a lot of complaints recently that people are letting their dogs run free and that they're not getting picked up after by their owners. And it was getting to the point where they may close the trails to dogs. I'm like, what? You're kidding. So I kind of settled myself and I thanked him for sharing that information. And of course, I assured him I'm not one of those people and I would be following the rules. And as I'm walking down the trail, about 100 feet ahead of me, I notice this person and she's got her dog off the leash, just running all over the place and jumping up on people and running up at other dogs. And I start to get annoyed. I could feel the stress response rise up. It's like, it always starts like right in my stomach. It's like a volcano. It's like, I can almost feel that switch and my amygdala turns on. I'm no longer enjoying my walk in the woods with my dogs. I'm now laser focused on this dog and its owner, and I'm getting more and more annoyed that this is exactly what the park ranger was talking about. And this one idiot is going to get us all banned from being here, a place that I love to come and walk. I kept saying, let them. And it worked for about the first five times I said it. But then her dog crouched right there on the middle of the trail and went number two. And I watched in horror as this owner walks over and kicks some leaves over it instead of picking it up in a doggy bag and removing it. That was it. That was it. I went from feeling stressed out to anointing myself as the dog police in 5 seconds flat. Now, this brings me to an important aspect of using the let them theory. Your response to every situation is going to be unique and different every single time. There are going to be days where I just don't have the energy to chase this woman down and hand her a doggy bag and ask her to pick it up and explain the implications of what's going on and just request that she do her part. And there are going to be days where I run like an Olympic sprinter and I chase her down and I do exactly that. And there will be those times when I just shrug my shoulders, I say, let them, and I know it's just not worth my time and energy. And when I get to the point where the dog has made its mess, I'll let me be the bigger person, and I'll take a baggie, and I'll pick it up, and then I'll smear it all over her car in the parking lot. That last part was a joke. Well, maybe not. But I'll tell you, that's what I often feel like doing when I see people do this. I don't want to have to pick up after other people. But here's the thing. I like being the kind of person who cares about leaving public spaces in good shape for everyone to enjoy them. I love knowing that I leave places better than I found them. And I like acting like a leader, even when it's not my job to do so. But there will be other days where I just don't have the energy. And the best course of action is just turn around, walk back out to the parking lot, and either get in my car and go home, or track down the park officer and wait with them until this woman comes back and report her to the ranger so he can deal with her. Every single one of these let me options are available to me and to you. And I bet as you were listening to this story, you may have even thought of other options that I have. The point here is that every situation is different. But one thing will always be the same. You get to choose how you respond. I'll never be able to stop that lady from letting her dog poop in the middle of the trail, but I can choose what I do in response to it. I get to choose who I'm going to be and how I'm going to show up. And that's a very powerful feeling. Every situation is going to be different based on how you feel and what's going on in your life right now, how much time you have, how important the issue is to you, what your values are, and what the most effective approach seems to be in this moment. Let me is an opportunity for you to put your time and your energy and your values at the center of your life. It's where you get to choose what's worth your attention and what isn't. And how do you decide what's right for you? I find it helpful in these stressful moments to just say, let them, and take a pause and consider, is this going to bother me in an hour? Is this going to bother me in a week? Or is this something that just really annoys me right now? Because if I'm still thinking about it an hour from now, I should do something. And if it's going to matter in a week or a year, then I definitely need to do something. Now, in the situation with this lady and her dog, I knew it would bother me every single time I walked my dog at that state park. And in most cases, you're going to know what's right for you. And that leads me to the next example, which is the perfect topic to follow poop, and that's politics. According to recent research, the majority of people around the world report feeling very stressed about the current state of world politics. I feel it, and how can you not? We live in a moment where we are more polarized than ever, and the stakes feel so high, and everyone seems so far apart and either so angry or so scared about where things are, or both. I mean, it's impossible to have a civil conversation with most people who have a different point of view because no one really wants to take the time to understand where the other person is coming from. Everybody just wants to be right and have their side win. And it would be so easy given how stressful and polarized and disempowering politics can be at a local, state, national, and global level. It's so easy to just want to throw your hands up in the air and hide in your house and disengage and feel powerless to change the state of things. So how do you use the Let Them theory to change the state of politics at your local, national, or global level? You don't. The election's over. The school board has been decided. The Senate has voted. Let them. Because you can't change what just happened. So there is no use in wasting any more of your energy or time complaining about it, ruminating over it, feeling sad about it. But I never said you couldn't change the future. Does it seem overwhelming right now? Yes. Does it feel like it won't make a difference? Yeah, sure does. Do it anyway. Let me stay engaged. Let me be vocal on the issues I care about. Let me do something that can change the future of my local, national, or global politics. Don't sit around and wait for someone else to clean up the mess that you see. If it matters, and it always matters in a democracy, be the one everyone else is waiting for. Create the change you want to see. That's the power of Let Me. You know, I like to remind myself whenever I start to feel very discouraged about the state of politics in the world, of what Professor Margaret Mead said. Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has. All it takes is one person to do the right thing. And if it bothers you enough, that person is you. Something can always be done. You can make a difference. And if it doesn't matter enough for you to get involved and stop complaining about it, it just stresses you out. And as you're learning, that's dumb. Talk is cheap. If it really bothers you, dedicate some time and energy to changing it. And to me, focusing on what I can do always makes me feel better. And over again, you're going to realize that too. That regardless of what situations and circumstances that you're going to find yourself in, and you start using the Let Them theory, you're going to realize that no matter how big the problem is or how stressful something feels, there's always something you can do. Through your actions and your attitude, you can do something to make it better. Even if that means just being kinder to the people that are around you today. That's the power of Let Me. You can't control everyone around you or the world at large or what people are doing at the park, but you can always control what you say, think, or do in response. And that's where true power lies. And the more you tap into that power inside you, the more you'll see all of the ways in which you've been sabotaging your own happiness and giving away all your power. And like me, you didn't even know it. Your time, your energy are paramount. Because where you spend your time and energy determines your experience of life. The Let Them theory really highlights this, and it's going to empower you to make better choices about what's worth your time and energy and what isn't. And this doesn't mean avoiding difficult conversations or staying silent. It doesn't mean being a doormat and letting people walk all over you, nor does it mean you have to pick up everybody's dog poop or run for political office. What it does mean is that you get to choose. You get to choose what impacts you and to what extent. You get to choose what you participate in and what you don't. You get to choose when a job or a relationship or an issue is worth fighting for and when it's time to leave. You get to choose, and that's why you are always in control of what happens next. So let's summarize what you've just learned in this section. Right now, you allow other people to create unnecessary stress in your life. The Let Them theory will teach you to protect your energy by not allowing minor or major irritations to control your life so you can focus on what truly matters. I want to highlight the current problem. See, the problem is that other people are going to do things all day that bother you, annoy you, or stress you out. It will happen. You can't control it. When you allow someone else's behavior to stress you out, you just gave other people power. That leaves you drained with no time and energy for yourself. Here's the truth. The truth is, Your body's stress response is automatic. And you're going to feel yourself getting annoyed. You're going to feel yourself getting frustrated. You're going to feel the anger or the agitation hit. This is normal. You can't control emotions that rise up inside you. But you can learn how to reset your stress response so your emotions don't hijack you. And the solution? The solution is to use the Let Them Theory to protect yourself from the stress that other people have been causing you. Your power is in controlling your response to other people's behavior and to the annoying situations and to the emotions that you feel. When you say, let them, you make a decision to not allow other people's behavior to stress you out or to bother you. When you say, let me, you reset your stress response and take responsibility for how you respond. It's time to reclaim all your time and energy for what matters most to you. Okay, so that covers the first of the four ways you've turned other people into a major problem. The next two chapters, you're going to learn how to use the Let Them Theory to stop fearing other people's opinions and start caring way more about your own. You're going to learn how to use the Let Them Theory to finally stop being so afraid of what everybody else thinks. All right, so we've removed all the unnecessary stress. Let's move on to the next way you're going to use the Let Them Theory to improve your life. And that's to stop being afraid of what everybody else thinks.